Tom Scheck joins us now. He's a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio and writer of the political blog Polynaut. He joins us from St. Paul, Minnesota. Tom, I've missed you.
But, John, how are you, man?
But in all the time that we haven't been speaking to you, the Norm Coleman, Al Franken Senate race count court battle has still been going on. Where do we stand?
Well, it's pretty much gone from leaf blowing to snow blowing to lawn mowing. We're going to be mowing our lawns here pretty much. Today, there's a three-judge panel that's going to be reviewing 387 ballots in court, and they're going to be determining, okay, which one of these ballots should be counted, and then they're going to count these ballots. And the thing here for a lot of Minnesotans is these potentially could be the last ballots counted in this long, long, long-running Senate race.
All right, now let me do some math here. Apparently, 2.9 million votes cast, right?
Yep.
And at this point in the court challenge, Al Franken is 225 votes ahead of the incumbent Norm Coleman, right?
That's right.
You got 387 ballots that the court has decided can be opened and to determine whether they count or not, right?
Right. Now, they may not count all 387, right, but they're going to count a bulk of them, yes.
Now, there has to be at least 226 votes in that stack of 387 for Norm Coleman to have a chance. Is there any chance that that's the case?
His campaign attorneys pretty much say no, because they're already talking about appealing to the Minnesota Supreme Court. So for a lot of folks who thought, boy, this is going to be the end of the game, they're going to go into overtime, another overtime, the sixth overtime, and they're going to appeal to the Minnesota Supreme Court. They've already indicated that they're going to do that. They're saying that not every valid vote and not every valid ballot is being counted. Some ballots for Al Franken were counted twice. And then they also are arguing that some ballots that are missing shouldn't be counted at all. So they're actually trying to make this argument, and they're going to make it again to the Minnesota Supreme Court.
Well, here's your feisty incumbent Senator Norm Coleman addressing that very issue on Fox News.
Minnesota Supreme Court, file within 10 days, and will file quicker than 10 days, I can assure you. Bottom line is I want to make sure that there's votes are counted fairly, uniformly, and we're going to push to the Minnesota Supreme Court to make that happen if we have to.
So the Coleman people don't believe that these ballots are going to be decisive, so they just want to reopen the whole thing again with the Minnesota Supreme Court?
They're going to be making the argument again to the Minnesota Supreme Court. Now, they're not going to have to reopen everything. They're just going to make some of their cases. They're going to appeal and say, you know, the three-judge panel, this panel that was appointed by the Minnesota Supreme Court, you know, didn't look at this issue, or maybe they didn't look at that issue. We're not sure. We didn't see the legal paperwork yet. But they are arguing that votes that should have been counted have not been counted, and they think at the end of the day that once those votes are counted, Norm Coleman will be the winner.
Now, my parents live there in southern Minnesota. They've been enduring this statewide crisis for the last several months, and they've gone from leaf blowing to snow blowing to watering their lawn, just like you have. Do Minnesotans view this as the workings out of democracy in a free society, or are they sick of Al Franken before he even gets to office? And it could still be Norm Coleman, I suppose.
Well, you know, it was interesting. When the recount started, a lot of folks used to ask me, who's going to win, by how much, and when's it going to end? And now all they ask me is, when's it going to end? That being said, there is a state law and process that says, okay, if someone has a quibble with the recount, what can be done is there can be an election contest, and then there could be an appeal to the Minnesota Supreme Court. Minnesotans are pretty patient with that. But I think their patience is starting to run thin. And then when this Supreme Court ruling comes out, that's when you're going to start to see a lot of frustrated people saying, OK, now this is becoming way more political. Republicans are trying to hold this up. And we want to just see a senator be seated, because they are arguing that, you know, there is a government to be run here.
Now, because the Senate term is 6 years, in many ways, there's an incentive to continue this. If it was just 2 years, you'd take such a political hit for pursuing this that you wouldn't really want to. There's no way that either side backs off.
No, and they've pretty much indicated so. The Republicans have said, hey, you know, we don't mind if Norm keeps appealing this on the federal level, because this seat could be open for years. And they're saying it because when you think about it, there's one fewer vote for President Obama's policies. There's one fewer vote for Democrats to get closer to a filibuster. So if they look at it and say, well, we'll give Norm Coleman another $1 million or so to keep fighting his legal fight in Minnesota and potentially even appeal to the federal on the federal level and to the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, it's one of those things that's like, okay, well, it's money well spent because we're going to be able to to slow the process down.
No end in sight. Let me just get one last question here about what the Supreme Court could do. I mean, it seems to me on one level, this is sort of a giant mess, and the Supreme Court would just say, you know what, we're not going to open this up. But on the other hand, do they have any discretion to say, all right, we're going to do a special election. Let's do a do-over. Can they invent some scenario here?
Well, they could invent it, but it's not in state law, and that's one of the things that Norm Coleman has suggested. Well, maybe we should just have another election, so to speak. And what the thing is that there's nothing in law to trigger that. So if they did say, let's have another special election, Norm Coleman may not be the person on the ballot, because Republicans could then file and say, okay, well, we're gonna run in this race. We're gonna challenge Norm Coleman. Then there would be a primary. Then there could be another general election. Independence Party candidates could be in it. Third party candidates could be in it. So it could be, if they decide to do that, it would open it up for another big-time election.
Got to wonder if Al Franken has already picked out his Senate license plates, though, anticipating some kind of victory here. Tom Scheck, thanks so much for running down those details.
You got it.
Tom Scheck's a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, writer of the political blog, Palinot. He joined us from St. Paul.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.